Good morning. It's Thursday, the 11th of December. I'm Sasha Keir with today's news, sports and weather. Starting with national news, Marc Spoutz is being sworn in by Grand Duke Guillaume as Luxembourg's new Labour minister this morning, replacing Georges Michaud. Martine Hansen takes over the sports ministry. The CSV National Council unanimously approved the government changes proposed by Prime Minister Luc Frieden. Housing remains the top concern for Luxembourgers at 70%, according to the latest Politmonitor survey. The international geopolitical situation ranks second at 64%, followed by increased traffic. The rise of right-wing extremism, the pension system and climate change each worry about half of respondents, while only 29% are concerned about the economic situation. Luxair is warning passengers to expect disruption on its Portugal routes today due to a nationwide general strike. The airline says flights between Luxembourg and Porto and Lisbon are planned to operate, but delays are likely. Travellers should allow extra time to reach the airport as local public transport will also be affected. In international news, President Trump says the US has seized what he called the largest oil tanker ever captured off Venezuela's coast. He didn't specify the vessel's name or exact reason for the seizure. Washington has been pressurizing Caracas for months over alleged drug smuggling. Israel has approved construction of 700 more homes in the occupied West Bank, despite international criticism. Finance Minister Bezalel Smotrich called it a strategic move to strengthen settlements. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas condemned the decision, which the international community considers illegal under international law. The US Federal Reserve has cut interest rates for the third consecutive time, lowering them by a quarter point to between 3.5 and 3.75%. The decision was made despite limited economic data due to the recent 40-day government shutdown. Moving to sports, and in the Champions League, Manchester City beat Real Madrid 2-1, while Arsenal's 3-0 win in Bruges kept them top with maximum points. Luxembourg's Leandro Barrero scored in Benfica's 2-0 victory over Napoli. Leverkusen, Newcastle and Dortmund Glimt both finished 2-2, while PSG drew 0-0 at Bilbao. Tonight, the Europa League continues with Porto Malmo and Celtic Roma among the fixtures. We'll have more on these stories at 7, and you can also check out rtltoday.lu for all the latest news and updates.
The weather is brought to you by
CMCM, your health mutual for extra coverage.
It's the usual morning fog, followed by clouds all day long, with the possibility of rainfall here and there. The temperature will stay rather constant the rest of the week, starting at 6 to 8 degrees and going ever so slightly up to around 10 degrees.